Thanks, Dominic. More news now. And Phil Broadwith from Chemistry World magazine is with us. Phil, you got some news on a cluster of cases of something resembling Parkinson's disease around Mount Etna.
Yes, Chris, this is a story that the manganese from the surface of the rocks that are spewed out by the volcano when it erupts may be contaminating the environment, and manganese poisoning has very similar symptoms to Parkinson's disease. So it may well be that what has been diagnosed as Parkinson's disease is actually manganism.
Are there lots of people in that area then with Parkinson's-like symptoms?
Yes, the incidence of Parkinson's disease is above average, and that's something that's been puzzling doctors for a little while. There have been tests of the water supply around there, and that's found that there is a lot of manganese, around 2,600 micrograms per litre, where the safe limit set by the Italian government is about 50 micrograms per litre.
So they think they're getting it in the water?
Probably, but what wasn't really known before is how it gets into the water. And the rocks from the lava had been more or less discounted because the manganese concentration wasn't high enough.
Well, so if you take a piece of rock and grind it up and say how much manganese is in here, it doesn't look like there's very much. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So but where's it coming from then?
Well, what Antonino Giulino and his colleagues at the University of Catania, which is just in the shadow of Etna, have done is look at the surface of the lava rocks. And it turns out that manganese and a few other elements actually segregate onto the surface of the lava rather than be, they're not evenly distributed throughout the bulk of the rocks. So if you grind them up or do a bulk technique, you're not going to see that higher manganese concentration.
And do they think that the manganese washes off of the rock surface in that case into the local drinking water?
Well, because it's on the surface, that's the part that gets weathered away. It's the part that is more in contact with the environment. So it's much more likely that you could see higher manganese leaching off out of the soil into the groundwater.
And is everyone vulnerable to this manganism? I've never heard of it.
As far as I know, there's no, everybody's body has the same chemistry more or less, so you know, everybody's pretty much vulnerable to, if you have high concentrations of manganese, you can end up with this neurodegenerative symptoms. And it's,
can they test for it?
I'm not sure whether you can test to see exactly whether a specific person's symptoms have been caused by manganese or just by other forms of Parkinson's disease, but you could certainly test whether they have high levels of manganese in their body, and that would be some kind of correlation.
What are they recommending for the people around Etna, drinking bottled water then?
Well, there are things that you could do to sort of filter the water in the, as it enters into the groundwater system. There are ways of removing manganese from groundwater, so that would be a good first step.
Thanks very much, Phil. That's Phil Broadwith. He's from Chemistry World magazine.